Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a stepper call and response riff flip system in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is simple. Make your jungle and old-school DNB edits feel alive, dark, and forward-driving, while keeping CPU load nice and low. This is an advanced technique, but the core idea is actually very simple. You make one bass phrase that acts like a call, then you answer it with a response phrase that flips the energy every one or two bars. That response can be reversed, delayed, displaced rhythmically, filtered darker, or pushed into a tiny fill. The result is that your loop keeps moving without turning into a giant synth stack or a messy low-end soup. And that's the beauty of it. In DNB, repetition is essential. That hypnotic loop is the whole point. But if nothing changes, the groove gets stale fast. So instead of adding more and more layers, we create a conversation. The bass says something. The drums answer. Then the riff flips. Then it resets. That's the old-school jungle mindset, but with modern control. Let's start with the foundation. Keep it lean. One break, one bass source. That's it for now. Use a stock drum rack or chopped audio break, something with real movement and a strong snare on 2 and 4. If you're warping audio, use beat mode when you can, because it tends to keep the punch better for chopped old-school style drums. For the bass, stay simple too. Operator is perfect here. A sine-based sub with a little saturator after it can give you clean low-end plus just enough harmonic bite. If you want a bit of motion, add auto-filter, but keep it restrained. Keep the bass mono from the start. No wide low-end tricks yet. Now write the call phrase. Think in phrase jobs, not just notes. This first riff should do one thing: create tension and leave space. Don't overplay it. A strong stepper call might hit on beat 1, then maybe the end of 1 or beat 2, then a short pickup near 3, then a rest into 4. That silence matters. In this style, the gaps are part of the riff. Sometimes the absence of a note hits harder than another note ever could. Keep the notes short and purposeful. Use maybe 3 or 4 notes max. In a dark DNB context, the exact melody is less important than the rhythm and the attitude. Try notes in a low range like D-sharp 1 through G1 if that fits your track. Use velocity to shape the contour. Make the first hit stronger and let later hits sit a bit lower so the phrase breathes. You can also nudge a couple notes just slightly off-grid, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds, to get that human-stepped feel without losing the machine-like drive. Now for the response. This is where a lot of producers make the wrong move. They duplicate the call and think, okay, I've got variation, but that's usually too obvious. The response should answer the call, not just repeat it. So change the rhythm first. Shift one note late by a 16th. Remove the opening hit. Extend the final note, or make the answer start from the end of 4 so it shoves into the next bar. These tiny displacements are huge in fast music. At 170, 174, 175 BPM, a one note change can completely change the energy. You can also answer by register. Let the call sit low and the response move slightly higher. Or keep the pitch the same and just darken the tone with a filter. The point is to preserve the identity of the motif while flipping how it lands. That's the jungle brain part of the system. It's still the same statement, but the second phrase feels like the next sentence. A great trick here is to duplicate the bass track and make the response darker. Insert auto filter, close it down a bit. Maybe somewhere between 180Hz and 600Hz depending on how thick the sound is, and automate a subtle resonance bump. That gives the answer a vocal, speaking quality without needing a huge sound design chain. You can also add a touch more saturation to the response than the call. Distort the response, not the sub. Keep the low end stable and let the mid bass carry the attitude. Once the riff is working, commit it. This is the big CPU saving move. Resample it to audio. Route the bass track to a new audio track. Record a couple bars, and then chop the best bits into separate clips. Now your call and response become editable audio objects instead of an expensive live instrument chain. That means less CPU, less risk of phase weirdness, and more freedom to shape the groove like an arrangement tool instead of a sound design project. When you're editing the audio, use clip edges carefully. Fade them to avoid clicks. Reverse one of the tail sections if you want that flip sensation. Use clip gain to balance the call and response instead of reaching for another plugin. A lot of the time, one response feels weaker simply because it needs a decibel or two less level, or a little more space before the downbeat. Don't overthink it. Let the audio breathe. Now bring the drums into the conversation. This is important. The drums should not just support the bass. They should answer it. Use break slices, ghost notes, little fill hits, and snare accents to mirror the call and response energy. If the bass is making a statement, the break can reinforce it. If the response lands, The drums can throw a fill in behind it. That's where the loop starts feeling like a proper edit instead of just a bass line over drums. A classic move is to keep the main break driving the call, then add a quick turnaround or fill during the response bar. You might throw in a reversed snare, a short hat burst, or a snare flam leading into the next phrase. If your break is thin, layer a snare on top using drum rack or a simple one-shot. Use drum bus lightly for punch, maybe a bit of drive and transient, but don't overcook it. In DNB, a little goes a long way. You want the snare to cut through, not flatten the whole groove. Now let's talk effects, because this is where people often clutter the edit. Use return tracks, not heavy inserts on every channel. One short room or dub space return, one delay throw return. That's enough. Keep the reverb short, maybe under a second, and high pass it so it doesn't muddy the low end. Delay should be controlled too. Use it only on the end of a call or the first note of a response. That way you get the sensation of space without washing out the punch. This is a great place to automate. A little send on the final stab of the call, then a dry, hard response, or the opposite. Dry call, splashy answer. That contrast is what makes the phrase feel like a conversation. And again, it's all about phrase jobs. One clip creates tension. Another resolves it. Another clears space. Another pushes momentum. At this stage, organize your system into variations. Make a few versions of the same loop. A dry call. A call with filter movement. A response with a reverse tail. A response with an octave drop. You do not need a whole new bassline each time. You need one recognizable motif with one change per repeat. That rule is huge. Each pass should only change one thing. Note length, octave, filter tone, reverse hit, or one drum accent. That keeps the loop readable and avoids edit fatigue. For arrangement, think in blocks. 8-bar intro tension, 16-bar main drop. Alternate every 2 bars between call and response. Add a 1-bar fill at the end of an 8 or 16. Pull the sub out for a beat before a switch up. That little dropout is incredibly effective. A half beat of silence before the answer can feel more aggressive than throwing in another note. Silence is part of the riff. If you want even more movement, use group processing lightly. Group your drums and your bass separately. On the drum bus, a small amount of drum bus or glue compressor can make the break feel glued together. Keep the compression mild, maybe 1 or 2 decibels of reduction at most. On the bass bus, keep utility on hand to maintain mono control, and maybe a tiny EQ dip in the muddy low mid zone if the edit starts crowding the kick and snare. The goal is cohesion, not squash. Now for the advanced polish. Add micro automation around the phrase boundary. Open the filter slightly over 1 or 2 bars. Push more saturation into the response. Reduce the bass for a beat before the answer lands. Throw a short delay only on the last hit. These are small moves, but they make the edit feel intentional and alive. One of the best tricks in this style is the micro dropout flip. Remove the bass for the last eighth or quarter beat before the response, then slam it back in on the next downbeat. That tiny absence creates a huge sense of impact. It's the kind of move old school jungle and darker rollers live on. You don't need a giant riser when the groove itself can create the lift. Also, keep the sub clean and centered. This is non-negotiable. Use mono discipline from the beginning. Let width live in the upper harmonics, the break texture, or the FX returns, not in the sub. If the kick and snare start losing authority, simplify the bass before you add more processing. In DNB, clarity beats complexity almost every time. A useful workflow is to print multiple intensity levels. Bounce a dry version, a medium version, and a more aggressive version of the same section. That way, later in the arrangement you can swap in a hotter response or a stripped-down call without rebuilding anything. It also makes your session lighter and your decision-making faster. Here's a simple practice challenge. Build a 2-bar call and response loop from scratch using one break, one bass patch, one reversed hit, and 2 return effects max. Write a short call phrase with maybe 3 or 4 notes. Duplicate it and make a response by changing only rhythm and filter tone. Resample both to audio. Add 1 reverse tail or ghost snare into the response. Then loop it for 16 bars and make 1 small variation every 4 bars. If you do that well, you'll end up with something that feels like a real DNB edit, not just a static bass line. The groove will breathe. The drums and bass will be talking to each other. And best of all, the whole system will stay CPU light, mixable, and ready for arrangement. So to wrap it up, build a simple call, make a distinct response, keep the motif recognizable, and let rhythm, space, and tone do the heavy lifting. Use Ableton stock devices. Resample early, keep the sub mono. Use short FX returns. Let the drums answer the bass. And remember, in this style, if one bass riff can feel like a conversation, the whole track can feel alive. Alright, let's move on and make that flip system hit properly.